John and Sandy are 68 and 60 years old. They are retired with $2.5 million saved. But after just a few short years in retirement, they are surprisingly unhappy. Did they retire too early? And what would a good financial advisor help them with in this scenario? Stay tuned and find out next. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where it is our goal to help optimize and simplify your financial plan.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
We are financial advisors at W.A. Smith Financial Group, a firm trusted by thousands of people and clients. We work with people all over the U.S., helping you focus more on your life, worry less about your money. We do that each and every week here through awesome case examples that we come up with.
Absolutely. And today's example is going to be a little bit of a surprise here. We have John and Sandy, 68 and 60. Jet, they retired a few years ago, starting to think that maybe they want to go back into the workforce or, you know, feel like they need to go back to the workforce. They have over $2.5 million saved when they went to retire 3 years ago. So we're going to talk through this case on maybe what went wrong and how they get back on track for their plans.
Well, yeah, so I know what you might be thinking. A lot of money for them to have to go back to work.
Yeah.
Right? $2.5 million. Why would you ever have to go back to work? And you might be going, oh, well, they're probably spending way too much. Especially if you watch the show and you watch our examples at all. Maybe it's a health scare that has ruined things. It's none of those, actually.
Yeah.
And it's probably, as we'll reveal here soon, it's probably one of the most common things that we see that most people go, well, that'll never happen to me. You know, that's not me. That's not going to be me. So stay with us through the end here today, because this is something that could happen to anyone who retires if they don't do a couple of things on the front end.
Absolutely. And if you want to learn more about your situation, dive in a little deeper on any concerns, things that are going on out there in your financial picture, head over to riseinretirement.com. You have the opportunity to book a free 30-minute call with a member of our advisory team to, again, take a little deeper dive into your situation. We'll talk more about riseinretirement.com here as we go along as well.
Yeah, I'll go as far as to say for this video, for today only, if you book that 30-minute call to talk about your situation, we'll schedule it with myself or Taco. So if you want to talk to one of us, head to riseinretirement.com. We'd love to go through your scenario with you and give you some pointers and some guidance. Let's jump into John and Sandy. We'll start out with just some case details, just to give you a feel for exactly what's going on. As you mentioned, Taco, $2.5 million, retired 3 years ago. And here's the better thing. Portfolio is now worth $2.9 million.
Yeah.
So over the last 3 years, they've had growth. $2 million of that is in John's IRA. $500,000 is in Sandy's IRA. $400,000 is in non-qualified assets, so, you know, taxable accounts between cash at the bank and a trust account that they have invested. And the goal is simple. The reason that they are talking to us is because they're thinking about going back to work because they're unhappy in retirement. Now, it might sound shocking. You can actually retire and not enjoy it.
Yeah. Jet, I bet there's people typing comments right now. You guys are nuts. You guys are crazy.
It's not always about money. We're going to do red light, green light, yellow light scenario with John and Sandy. And, we'll let the cat out of the bag. Financially speaking, they're a green light, but that's not our assessment today. When they retired, the goal was to slow things down. And they retired mainly because most of their friends and the people that they hang out with were already out there enjoying their respective retirements. So you ever hear of FOMO before?
Yeah.
They were pretty happy at work. You know, yeah, they were getting to the end of their careers and, you know, they'd been thinking about retirement for some time and they thought that financially speaking, they had enough money there.
Yeah.
But FOMO kicks in. Your friends are out there posting on social media and Facebook and they're just asking if you want to go on a cruise and you can't go because you don't have enough PTO left or whatever it is. And here all of a sudden now they're like, all right, we've done the retirement thing for a couple of years. It's not all that we expected it to be. How does this happen? We're going to get to that, I think. Go quickly through the income goal and the income scenario and just paint the picture of how green this light looks for them financially speaking.
Yeah. So, I mean, from a risk standpoint, they're moderately, you know, somewhat aggressive, you know, 1 to 99 scale. They're at about a 65. So they need about $6,500 a month to live. Okay. And really that's doing all the things they want to do. They've got Social Security coming in for John of $3,100 a month, $1,300 a month. That will be coming in the pipeline when Sandy gets to age 62 mm-hmm. from Social Security.
Planning on turning it on at 62 for her.
Correct. Yeah. And then John has 100% survivor lifetime pension of about $1,350 a month. So we have a shortfall of $2,050 a month from their investments, which is less than a 1% withdrawal rate at the end of the day.
And that's only for the next couple of years.
Yeah. Once that Social Security kicks in, you know, it's $750 a month. We're talking, you know, less than a half of a percent annually. So if that doesn't paint the picture of green light from a financial standpoint, like you said, you know, they're in great shape. That's not the concern. The concern is we've done 3 years now, and I don't know, maybe they're getting sick of each other. You know, maybe, you know, they're when you work, you become a community with the people that you're working with. And so, Jet, they spent, what, 25, 30 years together working at the same job, same place.
Company, yeah.
Same department. You know, they have their friends and coworkers were all together at the end of the day. And all of a sudden you retire and that goes out the door.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We're talking about lifestyle choice here over finances for a second, just because the amount of times that myself or Andrew, I won't speak for you, but I know this happens. The amount of times we've met someone who is either already retired and they're thinking about going back to work or picking up a part-time job, or they're considering retirement, but they're unsure. And it's not because of the financial situation. It's because of the social aspect of it. I think it's not talked about enough. And we on the front lines, when we sit down with people, because we focus mainly on pre-retirees and retired age people, it is a big deal to way more people than you might think. Yeah. You don't do enough discussion on the front end. You don't do enough planning. You don't visualize it the proper way. And we're going to talk about things that you can do so that you don't fall into this trap. Before we get there, we mentioned RiseInRetirement.com earlier, and again, if you want to talk about your scenario, you want a red, yellow, or green light assessment for today's video, if you schedule from today, we'll schedule you with myself or Andrew for that 30-minute phone call. It's absolutely free, complimentary. There are other resources on RiseInRetirement.com that you can check out as well. You can get a copy of our CEO's book there. You got a bunch of nice free guides there. But RiseInRetirement.com, schedule that 30-minute phone call. I mean, that can give you a lot towards, you know, are you doing well? Are there things you need to adjust? Or is there something that we could potentially help you do better with?
Yeah, I mean, there's things that, you know, risk analysis. How much risk are you taking in your portfolio? What are you paying? What's your cost? These are things that in a short 30-minute call, we could start to lay out that groundwork of what your situation looks like and kind of go from there.
Yeah.
So.
So here's what is actually happening to John and Sandy. Basically, as you described, they've lost their identity.
Yeah.
Again, worked for the same company for 35 years for John. Sandy was there for the last 25 years of that 35-year span. They spent every day together, not at home together, at work together, you know, seeing each other sporadically. The euphoria of the first year of that retirement has worn off a lot quicker than it does for some. You know, that there's this euphoria thing that happens when you first retire. And you might say, hey, on average, I spend $8,000 a month. Or, you know, for John and Sandy, it's $6,500 a month. But a lot of times what we see is those first 3, 4, 5 years, it's a couple thousand dollars more every month, just because all of a sudden every day is Saturday. You have all this extra time that you didn't have before, and we're going to enjoy it.
Right.
Then it wears off and you fall into your new fixed income lifestyle. And that is where they are now. And it is not at all what they envisioned it would be.
Yeah. I think the mistake that gets made is people think about the big bucket list items. And that's what they go into retirement. Like, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to take that big trip to Ireland, or, you know, we're going to, which is great. But those are, you know, okay, that's 1 week. You know, that's 2 weeks, whatever it may be. What happens from 8 a.m. till you know, 8 p.m. on a daily basis. People don't think sometimes that far ahead. They just think about the big picture things that, hey, we want to check these off of our bucket list. And for John and Sandy, in 3 short years, they checked all those things off. They did all the big things. It was the day-to-day grind of, what do we do? Like, they're bored.
John and Sandy are wearing t-shirts that have the quote, now what?
Yeah.
On their on the front of it. Exactly. Think about that term of every day is Saturday, just for a second. My father went through this when he retired. It was very similar to this situation in the fact that he had bucket list items. And in those first 5 years of retirement, he checked almost every single one off. And he was left wearing the t-shirt that said, now what? And he ended up going back to work.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of financial means or necessity. He was bored. He didn't know what to do with his time. There was only so much golf he could play. There was only so much boating he could do or fishing that he could do. And those things that were once really fun because you could only do them on a Saturday or a Sunday and sporadically, now you can do them whenever, they lost their allure. And it might sound crazy. Like, if you love golf and you only play once a week and retirement might allow you to play 5 days a week, I can introduce you to 100 retirees right now that don't love golf the same way that they did before, because now they play 5 days a week. And so that whole mental capacity thing that you have going on here can be avoided, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so, green light financially speaking, we're giving them a yellow light just from a planning perspective.
Yeah.
And I want to, let's list a couple of things that they could have done differently or that you could do differently to avoid this happening to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of started to allude to this, but I'd say number one is they should have thought more about, you know, think about this. You need to lay out what your day to day will look like. You know, think more about what will every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what are we going to do? What's the hobbies going to look like? What's going to keep us busy, entertained, engaged? These are things that you have to start getting these on paper, in your head, in your budget, as you're leading up to retirement, to understand each other, be on the same page of what are we going to do with our time.
There's a reason why clinical depression skyrockets for retirees, especially in the early first few years.
And I hate to say it, so do divorce rates.
Yeah.
You're done working and now all of a sudden,
when's the last time,
what do we do?
If you're a husband and wife watching right now and you say both of you are working or one of you is working, when's the last time that you spent every day at home together? Just think about that for a second. I know you love each other, right? But it is a shock. It's a shock to what it all boils down to is the word routine.
Yeah.
If you don't focus on building a new routine, what am I going to do on Monday mornings?
Yep.
What are we going to do on Tuesday evenings? Routine for many, many people is where this goes wrong. Yep. Is the euphoric years, you don't need a routine because it's, let's just do what we want to do. But then if you don't have a routine beyond that, you're going to find yourself in a situation like that.
And don't get us wrong here. First, this is John and Sandy, right?
Yeah.
And this is we see it all the time. This is many people. It's not everybody. Some people, their routine is not having a routine, mm-hmm. and they're okay with that.
There's way more people that this doesn't happen to.
Right.
So we're painting a gloomy picture here. It does happen. The vast majority of our clients, they would never feel this way.
Right.
Retirement's the best thing that ever happened to them, and they're excited about what the next week brings and allowing it to come to them.
Yep.
But it doesn't mistake or misplace the idea that you still need some semblance of a routine, and if you don't think about it on the front end, I think that's a mistake.
Yeah. Number two, which can be built into a plan, is to really kind of think about that phased retirement, which is, you know, maybe your employer will let you go down to 2 days a week or 3 days a week, or you retire from your longstanding career and go into something else that's more of a hobby. You know, that's just keeping you busy, keeping you working, keeping you around people in a community, and kind of just easing into that social aspect of retirement. So that's another, we see that a lot. People kind of go into that phased retirement mode.
We'll give you one last tip, and this one's kind of a little different, but John and Sandy have kids and grandkids, and in talking with them, their legacy goal was to just whatever's left behind they can have. And that's common. We've talked about that here before, but I think they should strongly consider a legacy and an estate plan that sees them spend some of this money. You saw what their withdrawal rate was, 1% or below. Extremely, extremely successful withdrawal rate. Let's consider a legacy plan that sees them spend money now with their kids, on their kids, gifting it to them rather than leaving it to them, because that can provide purpose. That can provide routine.
Yep.
They can work that into their spending capability. And I think that would potentially alleviate some of the unhappiness too.
Yep.
I love the phased retirement one too, because we've seen that work for a lot of people. To give you it's almost like a trial run, if you will. So, well said. That's all the time we have for today. Don't forget to go over to risingretirement.com, schedule a 30-minute phone call, get scheduled with Andrew or I for that phone call for your situation. We'd love to go through that with you. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe today's video. Turn your bell notification on so that you can catch us every week here on Rise in Retirement on Sundays.
Awesome. That'll do it for today. We'll see you next week on Rise in Retirement.